o'clock. This is normally when Ryan plays some new music, so I'm going to follow suit. And this is a song that is maybe not as new as the stuff that he normally plays, but it just came into my feed recently. A band that I really enjoy listening to, Big Thief. I hope you enjoy it as well. Cattails from Big Thief. It's a band that I really like a lot. And actually, the frontwoman there, Adrienne Lanker, also has her own album out, Abyss Kiss. So there's a lot of talent going on there. So I hope that you enjoyed that. Yes, actually, it was the third. Was the 20th anniversary of when we lost Mark Sandman. It was really, I know that I listened, I still listen a lot to Morphine, but that band really influenced me a lot, and particularly Mark and his talent and his vocals and how he collaborated with other musicians. He was in Treater Wright. I was able to hear them play at the Apache Fort Studios. It was just, they were around a lot, right? They were at the River Festival, and it was just so amazing because you just knew as soon as you heard any bars of the music that that was Morphine playing. So he collapsed on stage on July 3rd, 1999, and that was in Italy while performing with Morphine. He was 46 at the time, and it was felt that it was due to a heart attack, because of the weather. It was over 100 degrees, and they were playing, and he collapsed. And the people of this town in, I'm not sure if I can say it correctly, Palestrina, Lazio, there were stories afterwards about how kind they were to the band, and how they really helped them to heal. And then after Sandman's death, High and Dry became a commercial record label and a studio dedicated to recording and releasing work by Boston area musicians. And the label and studio are managed by Sandman's former Morphine bandmates, Conway and Kali. And then a number of the musicians, well, there was an interim where there was orchestra of Morphine, and then there are a number of the musicians who have now, actually for 10 years now, been playing with Vapors of Morphine, and the band regularly performs in Boston and in New Orleans. They can be heard coming up soon at Atwitz on July 12th. So, oh, and the other show that is coming up is actually this evening. There are two shows. There are two tribute shows this evening at Lizard Lounge at 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock. So I think that that will be really two very special events. I think I'm going to try and go to the 11 o'clock one. So here's a set of Morphine and different versions of the band. And, you know, may we all remember him kindly for all the music that Mark has left behind for us.
Candy told me nothing really matters anymore. When I asked her what she means, she says I ought to know. Jenny says she's made a arrangement for me in the sand. Jenny says she wants me with her down in Candyland. Jenny says she wonders why we try. I couldn't think of what to say, I had no ready reply. But Candy says I like it with. She says it's an opportunity that I don't want to miss. Candy says she's made arrangements for me in the sand. Candy says she wants me with her down in Candyland. Candy says she wants me with her down in Candyland.
Down in Canada, Canada says she's beautiful cat. Sheila has a cat. She pets the cat. It's a beautiful cat.
Well, there you have it, my Morphine set. And yes, again, there will be not one, but two tribute shows tonight at the Lizard Lounge at 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. I have not been organized enough to look into tickets, but word on the street is that the 8 p.m. might be sold out. I'm not sure about the 11 p.m., so I'm hoping to make it there. Okay, so that set, I started out with Morphine, their song Candy from the album Cure for Pain. After that, Orchestra Morphine, I Know You Part 3, live on tour. There's only one album out with that group, and that is from High and Dry Records. Then, Treat Her Right, Rhythm and Booze, What's Good for You. That was from 1991, and that was Rounder Records, which is a local here as far as I'm concerned. Vapors of Morphine, Sheila, from A New Low Blues, and they can be heard playing at Atwood's. I don't know how frequently they play, but it seems like they're there, and I seem to miss them quite frequently because I have not heard them yet, but I am hoping to go out and hear them on July 12th because that is their next gig at Atwood's. Then I ended that set with Like Swimming, which is the title track from the album Like Swimming. So my next set is really some music that you can hear locally coming up. And that is something that Ryan and I really share, is that we play music that you can hear locally. We go out and listen to a lot of music. And so if you hear something that you like in the next set, I will tell you where you can hear these musicians. I do want to circle back because I had played Love Love earlier, and I know that they're playing the First Church in Jamaica Plain, and it is July 13th. They are Boston-based nine-piece alt Americana band featuring Chris Topin, who was part of Fuzzy, and Jefferson Davis Rorden. I hesitated because I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his last name. It might be Reardon. And they also have a song that has been anointed by Jamaica Plain News for JP's neighborhood anthem. So that is very, very cool. What I don't see on this is the actual title of the song. So I will have to look that up and play it the next time I'm on air, because I do really enjoy those musicians a lot. So anyway, speaking about local music, we are going to start with a couple musicians who can be heard at Atwood's in the near future. The first is Andre Gillis. I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
not long ago when I was just a kid, alone in my bed and thoughts in my head, afraid I'd always be alone. High school promised the best of years, now I just can't wait to get out of here and see what it's like to be on my own. Thank you.
cause I know I shouldn't be staying, but here I stand. You say that you love me, but that's a lie. You're killing me, baby, and you're watching me come true. Now I own nightmares, they sure do. Cause I woke up screaming, third night in a row. Oh, I know I should be leaving, I ain't got no place to go. Oh, you got the noose around my neck, oh, I might as well be dead. I gave it everything I had, and you stabbed me in my back.
magician's trick? I'm the magician, let me show you my tricks. I'll open up your ears. There's music in my fingertips. My hair is made of silver and gold. My eyes have seen stories untold.
this is about it for my version of the Music Savage Show. Thank you, Ryan, so much for asking me to come on and sub for you. And Jim's in the house with the Sugar Shack, so I know I'm leaving you in good hands. The last set, I played a lot of music of musicians who you can hear locally. And I started with Andrea Gillis. The Andrea Gillis Band will be at Atwood's on July 13th, and that was Hey Gillis. After that was McNeil, who will be at Atwood's on July 19th, Never Alone. Then I went into some Duke Levine. He will be doing his super sweet sound of the 70s at the Lizard Lounge on July 9th. That was Low Lonesome. And that is really a very entertaining show. I highly recommend it. After that, Sonya Ray Taylor. She will be at Toad on July 19th. And she also is part of a women's singing circle that is at... it's Union Tavern, the old PA's Lounge, and she will be with Susan Catania in September. I think it's like the first or second Thursday of the month, and that was her song, End of Your Rope. And then, where did I go from there? Kate Campbell, that was Miles of Blue. Kate Campbell will be at Passim on July 13th. Then The Perfect Trip. And they will be at Great Scott on July 11th. That was Magicians. She, the Frenchwoman, appears very young, but has quite the vocal range, I would say. So I think that that's going to be a really good show. And then going out to Ryan, we were promised Jetpacks. So they remind me a little bit of Frightened Rabbit, maybe because they're both from Scotland, but has a similar tone, not just the accent. And we were promised Jetpacks will be at Sinclair on July 9th. So a lot of good music out there. And as I said, I started out this show talking about my road trip. And so we wouldn't be safe without the Crash Test Dummies. So here you go. And enjoy the rest of this really long weekend.
Your mink coat, take off your muff, get on the table and show us your stuff right here next to me. I'm a fat old man, sweating and huffing, gin in my hand and your pretty little muffin right here next to me. Just don't feed me with no tube. Change my daddy diaper if I'm back in mommy's boob.